Bin Laden dies, E. coli lauded. 25th of September, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Abu Wahadur Tazekiman, Pakistan. Recent rumors surrounding the possibility that Osama bin Laden may be deceased as a result of illness are rumors no more. Pakistan officials are now confirming that Osama bin Laden is indeed dead as a direct result of eating contaminated spinach. E. coli, the bacteria which is believed to have killed bin Laden, caused a scare nationwide, halting the distribution of bagged frozen spinach, is believed to have been the sole cause of death for bin Laden. Immediately after the rumor was confirmed by Snopes, George Bush pulled all troops out of Afghanistan. E. coli is the sole cause for bin Laden's death and was recently awarded a Medal of Honor. Unfortunately, the bounty on the head of bin Laden was awarded to Donald Rumsfeld because, in the end, he's the one who really made all this possible. As a result of this incident, the government is looking into the possibility of utilizing vegetables as weapons of warfare, though this was introduced in the carnivore. Bin Laden's body, which remains undiscovered, is expected to be raped in the act of necrophilia by both Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, somehow. From there, the head of bin Laden is expected to be removed, stuffed, and placed on a mantle in the White House Oval Office right next to the stuffed heads of Richard Nixon and Karl Marx. Al-Qaeda is expected to replace bin Laden with Michael Moore, an American filmmaker who gained notoriety for being an asshole, with such exploits as America Sucks and I Am Less Than France. Amongst his film accomplishments, he also released a rap album in 2004 titled Democrats, which was an embarrassment to the already embarrassing rap culture. Fortunately, Michael Moore is a vegetarian, and the FDA has approved the redistribution of bagged frozen spinach. We can only hope. Sorry about this one. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.